ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mondays and Fridays, Brother Johnny, today in New Orleans. Johnny?
Today.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Chicago, Illinois. How'd that golf tournament wind up for you Friday, Mike?
We were 0 for 3, boys. I mean, if we would have played a fourth one, we'd have been 0 for 4. We were outmatched and outplayed, and we aren't very good, but we had fun.
That's the most important thing. You had a great time.
Yep. Well, we had the was it the Twin City Open?
Twin City Championship here in Champaign-Urbana.
And Mike, Stevie J's boys were firing away at it.
We had my younger guy Christian got second and won the junior title, and my older guy Nathaniel got third. And it was just one of those.
That's great. The
kid that won CG Facer, great young man. He has a 4-shot lead with 5 to play, and Christian goes birdie par birdie. And then has an 18-footer on 17 to tie. I mean, it was a run.
Wow, that's terrific.
We had a gallery going. It was really fun. Fist pumping. I mean, it was great. It was really a lot of fun. And, boy, I tell you what, it's just so much pleasure for a parent to watch your kids, and particularly when they're doing well. It's really, really fun. So, anyway, a lot of fun at Twin City, and a great experience for the kids. All right, sports, A-Rod. Mike, he's going to get hammered. Is it the end of the year and next? Are the Yankees ever going to have A-Rod at third base again?
I really don't know. I don't understand the situation. I mean, I've tried to follow this, and I'm not sure I know what's going on. I mean, if he did what they say he did, why is there any conversation at all? I don't know. But if he didn't, then why is there any conversation at all? So I really don't know what the heck's going on, but the Yankees have a problem, and evidently a lot of it's due to injuries. But hey, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, the franchise that has the organization has been a great organization. You see these other organizations like the Rays and other organizations coming on now, and that's what they're doing. I mean, it's baseball. The guy that gets the best players is probably going to be the best team.
And will they ever get into the Hall of Fame if there's suspicion of steroids, PEDs? That's a big conversation for Cooperstown regarding all of the guys that were suspected.
They'll ever get in. I don't think there's any chance that you look at who votes for it. It's basically the media, and they're not going to vote a guy in that has that stained, I should say, and. You know, if you're clean, you're clean, and if you're not, you're not. You got to be able to prove one or the other, I would think. And I don't know. I don't really understand it. I don't understand. I guess the thing I don't understand about in baseball, the steroid thing is, I don't know how it could help your hand-eye coordination, but I guess, you know, if it makes you stronger and it makes you have more endurance and all that, I guess it can. But I can understand in football because it'll make your body bigger and your muscles and this and that. But I think to do it is wrong. I think, you know, it should be a level playing field, although we know it's not that. It hasn't been that in the past either. There are people who have done it and got away with it, let's face it. So.
Well, and, you know, we were talking about who hit the most home runs in the season. Was it Roger Maris? Because I think it might have been. Because I don't know about McGuire and Bonds. I mean, does that count? And then you've got.
Babe Ruth didn't do anything. He was drinking beer.
Yeah.
That worked pretty good. And I agree with Roger Maris. I mean, you're right. I mean, you make a great point.
I mean, shouldn't we say Hank Aaron has the. I mean, really?
Absolutely. Hank Aaron. There's another one. So, I mean, where are you going? I mean, Frank Robinson. We can go on and on about these guys, but. Ralph Kiner, heck, I was a proud guy, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so I think there's a category of guys who probably were pretty much straight shooters, and then there may have been some that had some, let's say, advanced training, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, so we talk about that, too. So it's an interesting deal because I don't think there's any doubt now there was some higher tech preparation going on for some of the record breakers of late.
Well, and I think to be fair to the Maris family, Roger Maris probably legitimately still has that record, as does Hank Aaron. But what do you say to the thread of thought that says, I don't care what they do, I like home runs?
Well, I mean, that makes the game exciting. I agree with that thread of thought, but I think you've got to have rules. And if you do, you need to follow them. That's
the game isn't home runs. You can tell anybody that. You know, I'd rather see a well pitched game by both pitchers than a home run. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, or a great play in the infield, or a great play in the outfield. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at baseball. I mean, I just don't see the home run as being the whole thing. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what we've always said. You know, the guy that scores the most points in basketball, the most touchdowns in football, it's the most home runs in baseball, he's the hero. Well, I don't know if that's always true, but, I mean, he's the one that's going to get the credit.
Well, I think that you have to look at the sport as an entertainment product. So the average fan likes that home run.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the touchdown and the long bomb. It's the three-pointer. It's the slam dunk. You got to have it. Mm-hmm. And I remember when they took away the slam dunk for a while, at least in college, and it wasn't as much fun to watch those games.
Yeah, people
like that. I think the league kind of likes the home runs. People count them, they watch them, they want to catch them, so it makes for a larger fan base and more money.
So that's
part of it.
It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN, the new Sunday 95.3. How good do the Cardinals feel not signing Albert Pujols? He's just been put on the DL. He's got 8 years left of a $275 million contract. I think he's got serious left foot problems, Mike.
Well, Cardinals are a great organization. You know it. I know it. I've been a Cardinal fan for a long time. I think what they've done now, they've brought in a whole new contingency of management and manager and ball players, and they're much better. Now, you know, first of all, any team now, and Angels are the biggest perpetrators. They did it twice, Pujols and Hamilton. So I'm just going to tell you, I don't understand it. You know, if you tell me one player can they make that much of a difference, I'm sorry, I can't buy it. I'm looking at the Cardinals now, and if you ask them, they're in first place. They got the best record. Somebody to name all their players. I mean, it wasn't a true Cardinal fan. They could never do it.
Yeah.
Or who has the most home runs on their team? They could never do it.
Yeah.
Well, and one guy in baseball, but Pujols, of course, was playing as well as anyone's ever played for a while, and there's no doubt about him. But when they made that deal, too, Steve, after the Cardinals and the World Series, Albert was like 2-for-39 or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
he made a big hit in the last game, but I don't know whether I would have come out. The St. Louis Cardinals did make him a great offer, by the way. What was that?
Yeah, $203 million, I think.
They're
very happy that he did.
Not a trivial offer at all, but he got more from the Angels. So.
Yeah, well, and then the whole aura was you didn't appreciate us because you only offered us $203 million.
Yeah. Well, not only that too, he didn't appreciate the fact that he had his career in St. Louis either, and he was willing to move at a whim for a few more bucks. So, you know, the player deserves to be blamed as much as anybody. If there's no loyalty at all in sports, you know that.
But how
a good point, Mike. You know, that's a good point. Because, yes, Albert Pujols, he helped make the Cardinals the Cardinals. But there's no doubt the Cardinals made Pujols Pujols. And if he doesn't get with the Cardinals, would you have ever heard of him? You got to ask that question.
No. Well, and how much difference? And I'm wondering if the union has anything to do with pressuring Albert to say, you've got to get top dollar to bring everybody else up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good point.
Well, and that's all part of the pressure, too.
That's all part of it.
Because didn't Drew Brees hold out because he lifted the bar for everybody?
Well, that was one of his motives. I think he also wanted more money. But
but how does it change your life if you go from $21 million to $17
million? Well, you hit it on the button just a minute ago. It changes the pay scale for everybody else going up.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it does. Well, I don't know. I mean, I could mess around with the extra $3 million, but I would probably give it away anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
But it's for the industry. You know, you're stepping up for your industry, and you're leading the way. And Brees did. You know, there's two quarterbacks since Brees who've gotten a little more money than he did just to make them the highest at that time.
Well, and if Tom Coughlin gets $3 million, wouldn't Mike Ditka be worth $7 million?
Easy.
No. I don't think you go into that. I mean, coaches. I think Tom Coughlin is a heck of a coach. I think he's a great coach for the Giants. You're talking about a guy that does a great job. He's totally low-key in the biggest market in the world, probably. And yeah, you know, he's good. Now, does he? Would he? In my opinion, he deserves more than $3 million. But I don't know what the top coaches make.
Well, I think Sean's getting over $7 million.
I don't know what Tom. I was just using an example. I have no idea what Tom Coughlin
makes. Yeah, I don't think. I think it's
Sean. Sean gets seven.
Yeah, or more. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a lot.
Well, I mean, Mike Ditka took the bear job for $100,000. I mean, Mike's with $50 million at that rate. Come on. It's 7:45, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. We move to politics.
Republicans say they're willing to raise the debt limit, the amount of money the U.S. can borrow, so long as President Obama is willing to make some fiscally responsible spending cuts amid what they call an out-of-control debt. But that's a deal-breaker, says Democrats and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, who told NBC's Meet the Press.
Congress needs to do its job. It needs to finish its work on appropriation bills. It needs to pass a debt limit.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to come up with a plan. Lew says the president won't negotiate, but he also stopped short of saying the president was willing to shut the government down. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
I guess we can keep raising everything, Johnny, and keep spending more than we have.
Well, sure. I mean, as long as it lasts. But it's kind of the same thing we hear, and it's just there's moved on to a different subject, which is, well, we'll do this if you do that. Well, we're not doing that. And do your job. No, you do your job. And then there you go. Round and round we go. But I think they'll raise it because that just tends to be the bottom line, as you hear a lot of, you know, table pounding and blowing and going. And then, you know, they just do what both sides say they wouldn't do. And nothing really improves in terms of solving the problems that we talk about.
Yeah.
And so it's just poor results, in my opinion. I don't grade our leadership
are you there,
very
Mike?
High.
You hear me all right? Mike, you there?
Low grade.
Yeah, well, what happened to his phone, Diane?
Right. You there, Stevie?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Well, what did I do? I don't think I did. You guys hear me? All right, we'll be right back. Time for a break anyway. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. All right, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, guys, you hear me?
Yeah,
we're here.
All right.
Gotcha.
No idea what happened. The Pope in Rio.
The pontiff drawing a crowd estimated at more than 3 million for the final World Youth Day Mass on the sands of Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. The 2.5-mile beach jammed, many on hand camping out the night before. Pope Francis telling young people the Catholic Church needs their enthusiasm, urging them to spread their faith even to those who seem indifferent. Some in the crowd tossing T-shirts, flags, and soccer jerseys into the Pope's open-sided car as he arrived. Paul Stevens, Fox News Radio.
Johnny, 3 million people?
Wow, that's incredible.
Wow.
What a turnout. And the Pope, you know, it's been historically the Pope brings huge crowds wherever he goes, but 3 million's a bunch. That's a bunch of folks.
That's pretty amazing. When you think about it in this world today, the way things are going, to have the head of one religion go somewhere like that, and even though it's his home country, his home continent, actually, of South America, but that many people, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, I think I like it, Steve.
When you talk Christianity, again, when you talk about the basic tenets of Christianity, you can talk about religion, you get into all the tenets of each religion, but Christianity's number one deal is forgiveness. There's another religion that does this. What is wrong again with Christianity? You love one another. You try and think of others, help the poor, forgive. I mean, the basic, Johnny, it's good stuff.
Well, I like the promise of eternal life, Steve. That's always
that's a big one.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
But it's great to see the Catholic Church invigorated like that. I think this Pope is the first Pope from South America,
yeah,
or even
right.
Just hemisphere.
And also, they're reaching out to the youth in the world. I mean, and that's basically what you've got to do. And the youth is, hey, listen, look at our country. I mean, when priorities are right with our young people, things usually they're pretty good when they get older. And when they're not. That's all there is to it.
No question about it, Steve. That's the key, and we all know it, but it's easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah, and this guy is, talk about humble. I mean, he won't even live in the normal place the Pope lives. He's got a small apartment. He's all about serving others. I mean, I think he's a terrific example. It really is.
Oh great. Yeah, absolutely.
I really like him. All right, PGA, Brent Snedeker wins. Interesting, Hunter Mahan's winning. His wife, Candy, goes into labor. He withdraws, and he goes to the birth of his new baby. Wow.
Well, you're talking about something really, I mean, you understand that sports is a big part of our country, but family transcends sports to, you know, and this kid, I mean, to me, it's mind-boggling. I don't know too many people that would have done it. I know Mickelson did it. I mean, there's other guys, I guess. I don't know. It seems like, I'm just amazed that they do that. That's pretty good stuff.
What round was he winning through?
He was hit leader in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
wow.
The wife goes into labor. I guess a guy like Hunter Mahan, he's probably okay financially. You know, that's a $1 million paycheck. But he says, you know what? I want to be there for the birth, and kudos to him. But unusual. By the way, Brent Snedeker said he's getting his new daughter a big gift.
Well, I don't know if I'd have showed up, but I'm not sure Bobby would have said, "What are you doing here?"
And it's true. You know, I can remember the birth of my first ones, and if we had a game or something, I was going to play the game. I knew that. I mean, then I would go to the hospital after the game. I mean, my goodness, it's crazy.
Well, it's true. I was there, but I wasn't a whole lot of help. But we had Lamont, Stephen. I kept telling Bobby the magnitude of the labor spikes until she told me to just shut up.
Well, Janet had 500 wires coming out of her body, and I was upset because the epidural didn't take, and I'm mad, and she looks at me and said, calm down. I thought, what? You're telling
good
me
job, Steve.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
No, we're not that much use, Todd.
No.
Well, we're no use at all. Come on, we're not any use, let's face it. Being there, yeah. I mean, if you're a support system, that's all you are, because you're nothing else.
But it is a good role model, dedication, and commitment to what the priorities are, and I think that's
One thing, the kids will never know.
Yeah.
Unless somebody tells them.
They'll probably hear that as their story growing up, so that's a good thing, but it's not something I don't know how many people would have done that one.
Yeah. All right, last couple of tidbits. Anthony Weiner's campaign manager resigns. What a mess. This guy's such a mess. Just get out of the race and let's quit talking about this guy.
No, he's not going to get out of it, guys. And I mean, the irony is he probably still has a lot of support, not enough to win, but enough. And it's crazy. It's what our society is, really.
Well, there's voters too. There's people who would vote for a guy like that for a shock vote.
Trying
to kind of mock the system too. At this point, though, it's kind of an embarrassment. Believe it or not, I mean, you gotta note it for someone that can have an embarrassing campaign at this day and age, Steve. But I think Weiner may have.
He may have topped it.
And finally, the final story I'll touch on here this morning before I let you guys go. It's a headline on Drudge right now. Chicagoland, cash reserves plunge, debt triples. Now, I'm part of Illinois, so that's going to affect me down in Champaign. But, Mike, Chicago's a mess.
It is. You know, everybody talks about Detroit. Chicago's right behind them. And, you know, you can say anything you want to say, and you look at the management, you look at the state of Illinois, you look at the governing in the state of Illinois and the problems that exist here, and you want to blame that on the Republicans, too, because there are none. I'm just telling you, there are none. I mean, it's all Democratic leadership right now, and that's what they are. But, you know, they'll say, well, this caused it, and that, but they caused it, period.
Well, and I think it is more a policy approach and a strategy of management than anything else, Steve. And when you continually have failures, you need to change what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, there's no reason, Mike. Chicago is one of the best.
Oh, it's terrific. I wish you could have seen the people, the traffic up here, the business going on up here over this weekend. I don't know where these people come from. I'm totally amazed. There were lines of people. I thought they were getting in line to get in somewhere. They're just walking up and down the streets here.
And how can you just get in trouble when you have that kind of production? It's just ridiculous, Steve.
It's a head shaker. We'll leave it there. We'll call you Friday. You know, I'm going to call you the next time. It's going to be August. Where's that going? Wow.
Man, it's moving down the line.
And Mike's going to be on ESPN again soon. You're going to start that wacky schedule every week, Mike.
Well, we start the preseason here, I think, on the 8th, so August 8th. So, Listen, something to do.
Yeah.
My golf game stinks, so I'm going to go back to work.
Hey. We're looking forward to watching
you,
Mike.
Yeah, we love watching.
All right, guys.
Please, Coach, talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
God bless you. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3.